Hello and welcome to episode 126 of Ready to Mosh. I'm Kev P, and alongside me is the pickup to my penguin. It's Gem G.
I like that.
Good. Glad you do.
Niche topical.
Very niche. Very topical for this episode. And in this one, we have an interview with Laura from We Are Sovereign, who we saw at Prizewell Brewery in Mansfield.
Yeah, we actually first met Laura at Derby Altfest. Way back in October, when we first got there, they gave us a leaflet with We Are Sovereign on.
Yeah.
So we checked them out then, really loved the band at the time. So it's great to finally see them live. And then we kind of had a chat with Laura at that point and arranged the interview.
And here it is. So this week, we've got a very special guest, someone who we saw very recently. And that's Laura from We Are Sovereign. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm all right, guys. How are you?
We're all good, thank you. So let's start off with the band history. Kind of, how did it all come about?
Oh, that started in 2019. Basically, I've been in a lot of bands since I was really young, and I really wanted to start a band and, like, you know, really challenge concepts and really visually bring it to life, because I feel like I've always had a passion for that. And I've always kind of either been in the background of a band or the drummer in the early days. So I wanted to be around people who believed in that vision. You know, they wanted to really explore with that and not just be a band who makes music, like really bring it to the table and you know, do the music videos and really explore that. So, yeah, I started looking for people and join my band. And it took so long to find people. It took forever. I at some points I nearly gave up. I was like, oh, you know, this is really difficult. But I just kept going. And then I met Ash. He's a clean vocalist. And then, yeah, we got the rest of the members and lockdown hit. So we had that. That was an absolute nightmare. We were kind of like ready to go. Then lockdown hit. That got in the way. So we say we've been going since 2019, but technically we had like a kind of a 1 to 2 year gap with that. That kind of held us back a little bit. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, we did that. And then we did our first music video, Bridges Burnt, Lessons Learned. And we hadn't even had a band rehearsal before that video. So that was a bit crazy.
You just went straight into it.
Yeah. We were just like, you know, because obviously with COVID, it kind of taught us, you know, time. We could have a lockdown at any point. And we had, you know, we had two paths with that. We could either, you know, rehearse for like 6 months and then do the video, or we could just risk it. I'm all about risks, me. So I was like, you know what? I was like, let's do it. We will either look like a band or it'll be a disaster. Either way, you know? And I think it came out all right for what it was anyway. So it kind of paid off, I guess.
We saw you a few weeks ago at Prizewell in Mansfield, and you were the first band to play there on the new setup. How was that gig for you?
Yeah, that was really fun. Thanks for coming, by the way. Appreciate that. But yeah, it was a really good gig, yeah. It's kind of like, it's scary, obviously, going out your hometown whenever you play a show, but I feel like, you know, we had a good crowd and, yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it.
And when we spoke to you there, you mentioned that you're kind of, the lineup is kind of potentially going to change. So how's that going?
Yeah, that's good. We're just sorting out equipment at the moment. Our bassist is moving to guitar. So we're just kind of figuring out, because we haven't got two guitarists, we'll only have him, and we've got a lot of guitars going on. So we're just kind of trying to figure out the gear side of it and what would sound good. So we're just figuring that out. And once we've got that, because we don't want to go backwards with our sound, if you know what I mean. Like, Sandy's an amazing guitarist. I don't mean him. I mean, like, in general, like, the sound. So we'll figure it. We'll get there. This takes time, you know.
And who are your influence, kind of personally and as a band as a whole?
Ooh. Personally, it's kind of, I've got like a lot of different ones in terms of, like, you know, how I scream, but others in terms of like teaching me not to, can I swear? not to give a fuck about myself and who I am, you know. So, you know, musically, like, you know, Bullet for My Valentine are the reason that I started screaming to begin with, because I heard Tears Don't Fall and I was like, I really want to scream, like the Let's Go at the beginning of that, like that line. I was just like, that's the first line that I ever started practicing. And so Matt Tuck's like a big influence there. Like Brody Doll from The Distillers, like her. She's obviously a really powerful figure in like punk and stuff like that. Gerard Way, because he, you know, he's taught me to not care about what people think about me, my image, just do what the hell I want. You know, there's so many different ones in, like, you know, Mitch Looker from Suicide Silence, like his screaming. There's, honestly, it's endless. There's so many. Like, but like I said, they're all for so many different reasons. And Ollie Sykes is a huge one as well. Like, I have so much respect for him. Like, you know, he, everything that he does, his mind, the way he handles the visions of the band. He's just got a business mindset, you know what I mean? And he also doesn't care what people think about him. Like, he'll start something new. And that's kind of how I am. Like, whenever we write, I'm like, let's think outside the box. Let's do something different. We don't want to sound like anyone else. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, there's that just challenging yourself and not caring what people think. I mean, that's really important.
So your debut album, Step Out of Your Comfort Zone, was released last year, and it's received some really, really strong praise. Has that kind of exceeded what you expected of it?
Yeah, definitely. Because I honestly didn't know. I didn't know how people would take it, because obviously like I said, we've been going since 2019, but to us, in our eyes, with it being a first album, we're still a new band. Do you know what I mean? So it was kind of a little bit daunting putting it out there and having it judged by people, because, yeah, I won't lie to you, we had a couple of reviews that weren't great, but you get that anyway, don't you? Yeah. You know, you will get that. And it is gutting when you read that. You're like, oh, but yeah, the reception has been amazing for what it was. You know, we've had some really cool feedback. And more importantly, people understand the message behind it, which I love. Like, they appreciated what we did with the order of the tracks and the concept of it. And when someone, you know, comes to you with that, it's kind of like, you know, you understand what we're doing. And that's important for me. We're not just flinging out an album. Like, there's something there. Do you know what I mean?
It's quite a big leap as well, because kind of most new bands now start down the few singles here, a few singles there, then maybe an EP after two or three years. But you guys can't. You've got everything together and put out what I think is an absolutely amazing album.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. But yeah, it's kind of like, I always think if I went back now, would I have done it differently? Like, would we have put singles out? And it does cross my mind. But then I think, you know, it wouldn't be the same way our Sovereign. You know what I mean? So, yeah, an album was a bit crazy for us to do, I think. But it kind of, yeah.
I suppose it does have that kind of, if you'd have put singles out, it kind of dilutes the message of the album. And you kind of gone to people, this is the album, listen to it all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel like you can get a lot of concepts out with singles, but as an album as a whole, with how much, you know, we had to put across there with messages. And because I had even before I met Ash, I had the little things in brackets. I had it all planned already. I had it all there. So it's kind of like, you know, the concept was in my head already. Everything was planned. And I kind of said to Ash, you know, are you on board with this? And he was like, yeah, I love that. So it was kind of like set in stone from the beginning. So I feel like if we'd have tried to break it down to singles, it might not have worked the same, you know?
And with that, with the kind of concept for each track or the theme, did you come up with them first and write the tracks around them? Or did you kind of write a track and then that fitted in with the theme?
I did the first. Like, like before I met Ash, I had it all ready. And then we kind of like, we were changing, because we had a lot of material, we were changing which songs fitted what theme, if you know what I mean. We had like this is crazy, but me and Ash, like, we wrote lyrics together for a couple of songs. And we're such perfectionists, we scrapped the whole songs and started again. We're absolute nutcases. Like, we put because we had obviously lockdown and that, but we had a couple of months on a track solidly, and we were like, right, we can do better than that, let's do it. As a mutual decision, not one of us going, oh, we can do better. It was a mutual decision. But yeah, and then we kind of like, once we'd got a feel of what song fitted what vibe, like say, for example, like Bridges Burnt, it's got like quite a daunting vibe to it. You can feel like that dauntingness. And same with Four Walls, like you can feel the emotion through the track, and we felt that fitted that, if you know what I mean? So we kind of like tied the emotions to each track and then wrote around that. But I always had that solid concept of the whole going through life, because I always say it to a lot of people, but you know, you get up every day, you live your life, you go out and you do your work or whatever you do. But it's very rare that you sit and reflect and think about the emotions that you're feeling every day. You just feel them and deal with them, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't sit there and go, oh, yeah. I've felt all these five emotions today and break it down and like dissect it. And I feel like it's really important to do as a human because you can really grow from it when you actually sit back and think, I've been through that, I've done that, and give yourself more credit, 100%.
And how did the collaboration with Ryan from Fit for a King, how did that all come about?
Well, with it being our first single, we had, we're kind of like thinking, what cool things can we do and what can we do to, really push it out there and make it a special one. So I kind of wrote this bit. It was like a really high vocal, like a very, very high vocal that I had in my head that I'd actually done that bit, I think, before I met Ash. And the bits that I write are just, what's the best way to explain it? There's sometimes you can't sing them because they're that high. But in my head, I can kind of vision it, So we had a higher bit and we were like, right, okay. One, it would make this a track special to, because it's our first one to have somebody on it. But also it'd be cool to kind of have that high part and have it in there and kind of have a bit of diversity with the vocals. And the original plan, it wasn't supposed to be Ryan originally. It was supposed to be the guy from Secrets. You've heard of Secrets?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he couldn't do it. So Ryan stepped in. He was like, I'll do it. So, yeah. And obviously, again, he's in America, so we didn't get to like meet or anything, which sucks. But we had like chats and, calls. And then he sent the files over. And again, what he sent over wasn't the original box in the track. I had the idea of putting a vocal layer underneath it. So I kind of changed it around a little bit. And obviously, he didn't mind, but he was all right with that. So it worked in the end. But yeah, it's a really cool experience because, I've listened to Fit for a King for years. And
it's quite a big pull.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think I'd ever have somebody like that on one of our tracks, Like, pretty cool.
And especially as a first single.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I find it funny, though, is when the video came out and the white masked man was stood there and the curtains open, everyone was like, is that Ryan? I was like, no. I wish. Let everyone down,
Right, so I think we are going to move on to the quickfire.
These are all random questions, so just come out with the first thing you think of. First one is, if you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
Oh, God. I think I'd be naughty and sneak into people's houses, just to see how they lived, what they were doing. Yeah, I think I'd do that just to be a nosy bitch, to be honest.
What was the last meal that you cooked?
Last meal? Oh, that was dead boring. That was just pasta and cheese. Yeah, it was, I'm not excited in that one. Sorry.
Can't go wrong with that. What song would be your theme tune?
The Pingu theme tune. That's fucking epic. Yeah, Pingu theme tune, because it's like, I don't know, it's just really like, it's just a bit nuts in it like me. I mean, yeah. Pingu.
I guarantee you nobody has ever said the Pingu theme tune before.
This better be on the outro, Pingu.
I'll have to look it up, see if we can get it.
If you can get it on, yeah. What's your favourite film?
Oh, favourite film. That is a tough one, I know this is supposed to be a quick round, but I think it's got to be Wolf of Wall Street,
Ah, something quite recent.
Yeah, it's got to be that, I think.
But it is a damn good film.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't watch a lot of films as well. I'm more of like a serious person, to be fair.
What are your favourite crisps?
I love a good Wotsit. Wotsits?
Yeah.
Wotsits or prawn cocktail? I feel like I'm being judged here for every answer.
There is no like, judgment. There is no judgment.
Like a secret scoreboard under the desk.
We do have a spreadsheet where we're logging everybody's crisp answer.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we get to the end of the year, we're going to put together a few charts and just see what the favourite flavours and types of crisps are.
Yeah, that's the one consistent one we've got in the quickfire, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll put what sits on mine. That'll be mine.
What was the last song that you listened to?
Oh, last song. Oh, what was it? what's the name of it? B.A.M. by Poppy and Bad Omens.
Okay.
I love that song.
What's your favourite sandwich filling?
Am I allowed to say hot dog?
Yes, if that's what you want to the sandwich.
I love a hot dog. Yeah. Hot dog, I think, yeah. Yeah, I'd say hot dog.
What was the first album you owned?
First album I owned? That was... I think it was Bullet, the Poison, on CD anyway, yeah. Because I used to, obviously I was around in the naughty days, so I used to use LimeWire. Hope I don't get arrested for that. But I used to use LimeWire and I used to randomly go in HMV and just pick up albums and then discover them that way. But yeah, I'd say properly, from what I can remember, it was Bullet, the Poison.
It's a strong one.
Yeah.
We've had some very random answers to that, but I think Bullet's a strong one. Yeah,
definitely.
I think I had like little albums before that, like Steps and that, when I was a kid. You know what I mean? I'm sure I owned like the odd NSYNC tape. But metal, to stay cool, I think it was Bullet. Yeah.
Right. You'd be pleased to know that was the last quickfire. So we're going to go back to all the other stuff now.
So what's been your favourite show that you've played so far?
Ooh, I'd say Manchester, you know. Yeah, Manchester or Birmingham, to be fair. Yeah, because we love playing Subside. That's really fun because it's got a really small stage. So you're really close to people. And it's like quite it's quite together. Like you can literally go up and scream in someone's face like really quickly. I love that. And Manchester, yeah, we played like a festival thing in Manchester, and that, like, we had a really good response from the crowd with that. So that was really fun. Like, we weren't because obviously it's quite a long drive, isn't it? And we were like, you know, we weren't expecting that. So that was, yeah, that's got to be favourite for me.
And do you have a favourite track to play live?
Farewell, I'd say this Farewell Is Our Fate, because it's quite like pop punky and like, it's got like quite fast energy, so I'd say that. Or it's really hard, you know, because I enjoy them all for different reasons. Like it's you know, you get the emotion out with all of them. Like Four Walls is emotional, so I enjoy doing that, because you know, you can feel it go through your body when you're doing it. Do you know what I mean? It's such a hard thing to explain. And then Bridges I love, because it's kind of a fuck you song, you know. It's just all of it's just like, yeah. But if I had to pick one, it'd have to be Farewell. Yeah, this Farewell Is Our Fate.
And you've got your first London show coming up this year.
Yeah.
Did that one come about?
That came about through a booking agent that was working with our management. And there's the guys from Italy. And they were like, you know, it'd be cool for you guys to get together and play some shows. So we were like, yeah, hell yeah, why not? We're not going to say no to that. We've wanted to play London for a very long time. We were just kind of waiting for like the right opportunity and, you know, the right thing. So, yeah, that was all done through behind the scenes. That.
And you're also playing No Hate Fest at the Old South in Nottingham in September. So yeah, have you got plans to kind of get as many festivals in as you can?
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to, we're in the process of, like I say, it's more behind the scenes things, but like getting things booked in. There's a few shows that we've got that have not been announced yet, which are quite far away from home. Still in the UK, mind, but like, you know. But yeah, festivals is our main goal for sure. Download is on my... it's on
the radar.
Maybe not this year, maybe not next, who knows? But it's on my radar, yeah. It's on my dream list anyway.
And are there any kind of plans in the background for new music? Are you writing anything new at the moment?
Yeah, we're... We meet quite a lot, obviously, every week, and we're writing constantly at the moment. We're filming two music videos in one day because we're brave on the 14th of April. And then, yeah, we are going to be releasing some stuff this year. We've got something really exciting. I can't tell you, unfortunately, but it's been confirmed, and that is going to be really, really cool. it blew my mind. Anyway, I'm excited for that. And also as well, you're probably going to see a different side to We Are Sovereign. Like we're going to give you a little bit of acoustic as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's just something we've always wanted to do, and it feels right to do it at this point because we've already released material. So, you know, we feel like we can experiment a little bit with that now.
And will that translate to kind of live shows?
That's our aim, yeah. We really want to have it where we do heavy shows, but we can also step in and be like, right, let's do an acoustic set together. You know, we really want to put that on the radar so we can reach as many people as we can. Because we're all into all types of music. Like, we all love, you know, we love metal, but we also love different things. You know, we love acoustic stuff and we love experimenting, definitely. And I've always wanted to, like, do some clean singing as well. So it's a cool opportunity for me to do that as well.
Is it, will the acoustic stuff still have both vocal, like yourself and Ash on doing the vocals?
Yeah, yeah. Ash is doing the majority of them, yeah. I'd say it's like 70 him, 30 me. There's a lot of me on it. There is, yeah. Yeah, it would be cool. Can't wait for you to hear it, to be fair. Now, I just want to say as well, thank you for supporting the scene. Like, I think people like yourselves are really important, you know. It's cool that you acknowledge shows, you acknowledge bands, and you know, yes, I think it's really cool what you're doing. So massive respect to you. That's from me and the band, you know. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, you're the ones putting the music out.
I know, but you're the ones listening. You're the ones giving a fuck. So it's really nice of you. Appreciate it. And yeah, I guess just everyone, if anyone's watching, we're on all social media. YouTube's probably the best place to go because we're quite visual. We've got music videos. We Are Sovereign Band is our YouTube. All our shows will be announced on our socials as well. And we've got some cool stuff, you know, ready for this year. So keep your eyes out.
I know we are looking forward to hearing all about this stuff soon.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on, Laura. It's been an absolute pleasure to have a chat with you. And yeah, looking forward to what's coming up this year for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed listening to that interview with Laura. As mentioned, you can find We Are Sovereign in all the usual social places. Just look up We Are Sovereign. Make sure you check them out if they've got any live dates near you, and especially the new music that Laura was talking about as well. We're really looking forward to that. Don't forget, you can check us out on Instagram, Twitter and Threads at Ready to Mosh Cast, YouTube, Facebook and TikTok at Ready to Mosh. We are also now on Patreon, so if you would like to sign up for that, you can get some behind the scenes outtakes. You get to find out what's coming up in the following month. You get episodes early where possible and lots more coming up as well. So please check that out. And if you would like to support the podcast for free, don't forget to leave us a nice review, a 5-star rating and all of that on wherever you're listening to the podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode.